You're listening to the Wells Tech Podcast, where we talk about technology that can serve the church and its work of spreading the gospel. Wells Tech is a part of the podcast network on Streams, the internet media site sponsored by the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod. Join the conversation by visiting our podcast website at wellstech.wells.net. We're back with another episode, bonus Wells Tech Goodness BWTG episode 85 for Monday, July 20th, 2009. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Martin. Happy to join you this morning and excited about our topic today.
And that topic is?
Well, we're calling it custom RSS feeds, and I would call this a mashup topic. We're getting a little creative with using different tools to come up with a really neat trick, basically, to add links to our website in a really easy way.
And this kind of came out of a question that Pastor Tim Wagner asked, I know, a while back about RSS feeds and how to get the latest and greatest on his web pages.
That's right. He is a pastor at Abiding Peace in Elgin, Illinois, and what he was finding is as he surfed the web, there would be articles or things that might be of interest to his congregation. Maybe his church in particular was featured in the news, or members were, or even just items that he thought would be good to share with his congregation. And he wanted an easy way to add those to his website without having to go and edit his website every single time he found a link that he wanted to share.
So kind of just a little news feed of sorts, what things that his members might be interested in, just a little newspaper kind of column.
Exactly. And, you know, you can probably think of a lot of applications for this. In a church setting, maybe you come across a particular devotion or a question and answer on the Wells website.
Right.
Maybe you have members in the news. Like I said, here in Sleepy Eye, we have quite the news coverage, and our members are always, you know, being written up in the local newspaper and that kind of thing. So it'd be neat to just kind of have a mashup feed of all those things of interest to your congregation. I could even see in a school setting linking to articles about parenting or, you know, cool things that you can do on the web educationally with your children or whatever. So just being able to have that flexibility to easily add links to the things that you're coming across that would be of interest.
Yeah, I would think as pastors and teachers and church leaders are using more and more of the web, they're going to run across things that are interesting to them and might be interesting to the people that they serve. So this, I think, would be a great, easy way, kind of right in the, you know, embedded right in the natural workflow, you know, of your web surfing. Just say, hey, I'm going to go tag this, and that's all you have to do.
That's right. You kind of tipped our hand there, Martin, because we're going to use a tagging service called Delicious. We've talked about that on our show before, and Delicious is basically a way to save website links and also to tag them in different categories. And so if you find these things that are interesting to your congregation, you'll want to save them in Delicious and then add a tag that's unique, and then you can easily grab an RSS feed of that tag and put it on your website.
Yep. So how is that done, Sally? Give us a little preview.
Yep. Three easy steps we've outlined for you on our Wells Tech Wiki.
Everything's three easy steps. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Every week we've got three easy steps.
Need how we work that out.
That's right.
Yep. The first step is basically that you need a Delicious account. You can go over to delicious.com and sign up for a free account. It's as simple as putting in a username and password. And actually, I shouldn't say it's simple. If you watch our video tutorial, you'll see that I had a little trouble with those CAPTCHA letters this time around.
I always
so, you know,
do.
Sometimes they're just really
I thought it was just me, but I'm glad to hear it's you too.
Maybe my eyesight is failing or something, but they really blur them. And so anyway, if you can figure out what those letters are, you can actually create a Delicious account in about 20 seconds. It's really quick and easy. And once you have an account, then you just begin to save items there. The key to it being that you tag them consistently if you want to include them on your church or school webpage. So in the example, I'm adding tags for Training Lutheran Church. That's my sample website that I maintain. And I use the tag TLC for Training Lutheran Church anytime I want the link that I'm adding to flow through to my church website.
Because if it's not unique enough, then you're going to get some unpredictable results, I would think.
That's correct, Martin, because tagging is, you know, kind of a global thing. So if you were to tag something with a tag that might be used in another way, then you're,
who knows
you're
what you'll get, right?
Exactly. You're going to get a mix there. So you want to create something unique, and then the key is to use it consistently. Don't misspell it the next time you want to add a link or whatever, but use it consistently. And actually, Delicious helps you out with that a little bit. When you start typing a tag, it'll suggest ones that you have used in the past and that kind of thing. So pretty easy to do.
And we've used Wells Tech in that fashion on Delicious, and it's worked pretty well. That seems to be unique enough that really those things that are tagged with Wells Tech are things that we or our listeners have tagged.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the RSS feed you're grabbing is for your specific account. It's not a global RSS feed of anything that's tagged with that, but it's only within your account. And so, you know, as long as you spell it correctly, I think you're in good shape.
But you could do it both ways. Because I think that's
right.
The way we do it for Wells Tech on our page. It is a global word.
The Delicious system allows just so much flexibility with with the RSS feeds that are associated with the various tags and the various flavors that you can grab those. So pretty straightforward.
So you've got it tagged. How do you get it on your page?
Well, basically, you need to find that RSS feed, which means navigating to the tagged page. You kind of drill down within your account to just the items that are tagged with your particular tag you've selected. And once you do that, your little orange icon, that magic icon in your browser, is going to light up and say, hey, there's an RSS feed of this page, and you just need to grab that URL, that web address, to embed in your page. Of course, when you go over to your own church or school website, you're going to have to know how to embed RSS feeds to get that done. In our demo videos, I use a Final Web website and show you how to add the RSS feed on a Final Web website, which is our web hosting vendor that many of our congregations use. But if you aren't using Final Web, I'm sure that you may already know how to add RSS feeds. Hopefully you do, because it's a great way to add content to your site.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know how, there's some how-to information I've linked to. Our Wells.net website supplies some how-to on generating RSS feeds and getting them added to your site. So lots of great information out there about that.
Great. Sally, that sounds like a worthwhile endeavor to keep information flowing into your site. And obviously the goal of that is to keep people coming back to your site, keeping it fresh, keeping the content rotating, encouraging people to check back often.
That's right. And once you have this one connection set up with this RSS feed, then all you have to do when you come across something nice is add the bookmark in Delicious and give it the correct tag, and boom, it's going to show up on your website. And I just love, you know, I demonstrated that in the video. That's the power of it, okay? Next week I come across something good, and boom, it's on my website just that easily.
Cool. Very good. So there is another edition of the bonus Wells Tech Goodness special series we're running across the summer. Tune in later this week for a full episode of the Wells Tech podcast. And obviously next Monday again, we'll be doing another BWTG. Not sure what that is yet, but we'll figure that out.
All right.
Thanks, Sally.
Yep. Have a great day.